Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
He is on the road. He is in Seattle at a park. I'm not sure if he's been there, at least recently, right, with this whole American National League thing. He might be at the public market slinging fish. We welcome in MLB.com writer for Brewers.com. It's Adam McKelvey. Hi, Adam.
Hey, I went over there yesterday. I can confirm they are still slinging fish, and there's still a wall full of gum, which is gross.
It's a very strange place. Did you get a lobster roll or anything?
No, there's some friends. I mean, there are tons of Brewers fans out here for this series. Partly, you know, it's not a trip they do every year. Partly they're hot. So I met some friends who happened to be out here and we had fish and chips.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Simple.
And yeah. Afterwards you didn't pop a piece of gum in the mouth just to get the breath minty and then kind of just take it out and pop it right on that wall.
No, we did go through there. People haven't been there. It's this like alleyway and there's just a gazillion pieces of gum and it literally, I mean, you smell the gum. It's very weird. And then how every now and then they clean the gum, which has got to be
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm pretty sure they clean the gum and start over every now and then.
Oh, clean the gum off. I thought you meant like they actually go and clean the gum.
Yeah, like rub it with some Lysol or something.
I did not know. That was an interesting fact. Okay, I gotcha.
You know, you referenced it, Adam, but you said, boy, there's a lot of Brewers fans. And you could hear it, right? If you were listening to the radio broadcast or if you were watching on television, you could pick it up. And even Jackson Churio's post-game interview with Sophia, there's a bunch of Brewers fans, and she even called it out. Now, I had thought maybe these were some, you know, residual Seattle Pilots fans from back in the day who still identified the Brewers as their home team.
I mean, those would be some pretty diehard fans because the 1969 Seattle Pilots were not the most memorable team of all time. So I think it's that it's a great trip. It's a trip they only make every other year. It's a little bit of a destination type trip, and it's that the team's hot. I'd be really curious to know how many of these people actually like scheduled this trip recently and kind of made a last minute. It's a hard trip to go kind of last minute. So I'm thinking, you know, middle of the summer. Last time we came here, it was April, if I'm not mistaken, because I remember it being really cold because people think of this stadium as a dome. And it has a roof, but it's, like, not enclosed. It's like a carport. So when you're here in April, May, it can be really, really cold, and you think you're going inside, and you're not. So I remember freezing a couple years ago. But then I was also here for the All-Star game, which I was reminded of yesterday talking to Jacob Mizorowski. That was kind of his coming-out party was at this field where he threw 100 miles an hour plus, I think, 101.8, something like that, in the Futures game. And really got on, if he wasn't on the map already as a prospect, it's where things really kind of started to change for him. And now it's a whole different level.
So we've been talking a lot about the Miz and, of course, about that's my sound effect for his fastball because it is so, so fast. But is there anything else that makes his pitches so unique?
Well, Jessica, you must be reading the Brewers newsletter. And thank you for subscribing because I really appreciate that. My friend David Adler, who works out of our New York office for MLB.com, is like one of our most smartest numbers gurus. And you can tell I'm not one of those, by the way, I said that. wrote today about how Jacob Mizorowski, you know, they talk about the different traits of a pitcher. And you can do it with movement. You can do it with velocity, pure velocity. You can do it with deception. But one of the ways that they're really measuring more and more is the extension. And Jacob Mizorowski, this won't surprise you, he's 6'9". And when you see him, you know, as Pat Murphy says, baby giraffe, kind of all arms and legs, he releases the ball in a different position than any other pitcher that not just we see today, but that they've ever seen with this technology, which goes back now more than a decade. And it has the effect of having, if it's possible to think about this, having 102 play up, which is kind of crazy to think about. So, you know, Brandon Woodruff is another good example of this. And it's not for extension for Woodruff, but for him, it's the rise of his fastball. There are certain pitches that just play up to the hitter's eye, and it can say one number on the radar gun and look a lot different to the hitter. So the problem with Miz is he's all arms and legs. He's throwing 102, and he's releasing the ball at a point that nobody else does. And it makes him an incredibly tough out. And it's been really fun to watch. Surely there are going to be stretches where he, you know, struggles. That's pitching. That's baseball. He had that one blip in New York. But it's been really impressive to watch the kid just kind of grab hold of this opportunity and be so confident about it and just really feel like, you know, he's the best to ever do it. That's kind of the mentality he takes them out.
So let's talk about his next mental hurdle here, Adam, right? He got through the first start at home. He got through the first start on the road. He got through the All-Star break. He got through the duo with Clayton Kershaw. Free burgers are on the line here, right? This might be the most significant hurdle for Miz to overcome. He's got a state of Wisconsin. He's got the restaurant. He's got George Webb ready to hand out certificates and free meat up to 170,000. Is he ready for this? Does he understand the gravity of tonight's start?
I was going to ask some guys yesterday if anyone knows about George Webb. You know, I love a good diner breakfast and certainly love a good Webb burger. I think the last time I had one was when they went 12 in a row and at the end of 2018 regular season and into the postseason. The players, I wonder how aware they are of this whole promotion, especially that they're on the road right now and that it was over the All-Star break that people started talking about it. So I didn't want to start asking about it yesterday because of the superstitions of all these guys.
Yeah.
They're not going to start talking about a 12-game winning streak when they haven't won the 12th game. So this may be a question if they do get this done behind Jacob Mizrowski tonight. I'm curious how many guys actually know about this thing. I mean, Christian Yelich was part of it in 18, and I wonder if he remembers it or is, like, aware that this is a thing. I mean, I've told you guys, I remember piling in the McCalvey family van with my baseball team, my New Berlin Athletic Association baseball team, and going down to George Webb's in 1987 in the, you know, McCalvey party van. So it's something that we grew up with here, and these guys, it's all kind of new.
Well, we're going to interview the vice president of George Webb, Ryan Stamm, coming up at 2:15. We will send you the podcast. You can send it to all the guys. So whether or not they knew or not before, they can know now.
Awesome stuff, yep. Adam. Have fun out there. Enjoy it, man. This is a heck of a lot of fun, and bring back that winning streak when you return home. Should set up for a great homestand.
I'll do my best, guys.
I know you will. I know you will. We believe in you, Adam. Appreciate it, bud. We'll talk to you soon.